It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. For Link NKY, my name is Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Link NKY Daily Headlines Podcast. Let's start the show. The Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport was named a recipient of a $450,000 Federal Aviation Administration Workforce Development Grant. The award is part of the FAA's Aviation Maintenance Technical Worker Program, a competitive grant program established by Congress as part of the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2018. CVG plans to use the funds to create and expand programs that will give students more exposure to aviation mechanics jobs across the nation, particularly for those interested in an aviation industry career. The grant funds will also enable expanded offerings for summer aviation camps for local students that CVG hosts in partnership with the Aviation Museum of Kentucky. For CVG, the grant comes at a time where the airport is trying to cement itself as a hub for aviation maintenance and education. Epic Flight Academy is set to open an aircraft mechanic technician school at the airport this spring, while Theme Aero, a company that specializes in aviation maintenance for wide-body aircraft, is preparing to open its second hangar at CVG in the coming weeks. The Covington City Commission heard a proposal for the installation of outdoor smart kiosks in the city at their meeting last week. These kiosks would provide mapping and information on businesses, sites, and services for visitors to the city. Approval of an agreement between the kiosk manufacturer, Rove IQ, and the city and South Bank Partners was placed on the consent agenda for next week's meeting, meaning it will likely pass. South Bank Partners will front the initial expense of the kiosks, about $88,000, and Rove IQ has agreed to waive the $4,800 annual licensing fee. The city would be responsible for an annual $5,000 warranty and service agreement, but the city would draw revenue from advertisements placed on the kiosks, which city manager Ken Smith stated is expected to cover the cost of the fee. Ad revenue generated beyond $9,800 will be split between South Bank Partners and Rove IQ. City documents state the kiosk's planned site is in the Riverfront Commons area, but the final specific locations have yet to be determined. The next meeting of the Covington City Commission will take place on Tuesday, March 12th at 6 p.m. at the Covington City Hall on Pike Street. Applications for Campbell County's Trash for Cash program are now open. The Trash for Cash season begins on April 1st and runs through October 31st. Campbell County's Trash for Cash program is a fundraising opportunity for nonprofit organizations to pick up roadside litter in the county. Nonprofit groups interested in picking up litter during the 2024 season are encouraged to complete an application. Applications are accepted until all program slots are filled. Contact the Solid Waste Coordinator at solidwaste@campbellcountyky.gov or by calling 859-547-1866 with questions. That's going to wrap things up for us at the start of the week here on Monday, March 11th. 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Link NKY Daily Headlines Podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow.